With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. As what's being called a, quote, critical fire weather weekend approaches, Montana's Department of Natural Resources and Conservation says available overhead, crews, engines, and aircraft are insufficient to meet existing needs in the northern Rockies. A DNRC press release says a cold front is forecast to pass through the area tomorrow, bringing strong gusty winds, lightning, but little chance of precipitation. Fire managers are asking the public to be hyper-vigilant. DNRC says that nationwide, firefighting crews are in short supply. Officials on the Alice Creek fire announced a few minutes ago that they are evacuating homes along Highway 200 from milepost 92 East to Highway 435-434. The evacuations are mandatory, and there is a temporary shelter being opened up at the Wolf Creek School. Highway 200 is temporarily closed east of Lincoln between Highway 279 and Highway 287. Officials say they are working with the Montana Department of Transportation to block off private driveways all along the evacuated area. When this is accomplished, they will reopen the highway. After days of heavy smoke that helped suppress fire activity, fire managers at the Rice Ridge Fire near Seeley Lake are gearing up for a radical shift in weather that is expected to arrive on Saturday.
That will probably bring us some gusty winds and clear skies, which would foster fire growth.
That's Don Ferguson, a PIO for the fire. He says the crews that have been fighting the 120,000-acre blaze are ready for the change in conditions. That includes Type 1 fire crews like the Flathead and Prescott Hotshots, who are on the ground today building fire lines to protect the town of Seeley Lake.
Type 1 crews or hotshot crews are in really high demand right now. But where we need to use them, there's no substitute for those crews.
But Ferguson says that even the most experienced firefighters facing adverse weather conditions like what's expected this weekend is dangerous.
You know, we tell them to keep one foot in the black. That's sort of a metaphor for you have to have a really heightened awareness of where your escape routes and safety zones are.
With Montana News, I'm Nikki Ouellette. Glacier National Park has stopped issuing backcountry camping permits due to an unexpected increase in fire activity this weekend. This weekend's incoming cold front will likely usher in gusty winds and dry thunderstorms, which fire officials say could grow existing fires and start new ones across western Montana. Lauren Alley, a spokesperson for the park, says this will be a critical fire weekend in Glacier.
The park wants to reduce the number of people in the backcountry overnight, just given that possibility.
This cancels 161 advanced registrations for the weekend. Glacier has already closed the western half of its iconic Going to the Sun Road, as well as the historic Lake McDonald Lodge, due to wildfires. Lodges on the east side of the park remain open, as does the eastern half of Going to the Sun Road. Air quality in the Flathead Valley has been categorized as very unhealthy for all but a few hours in the last 3 days, forcing a few closures and event cancellations. In Apgar Village, Zantera has closed the Village Inn at Apgar due to poor air quality, but all of Glacier Park Incorporated's lodges, restaurants, and shops remain open in Apgar and West Glacier. Up in Canada, Glacier's sister park, Waterton Lakes National Park, issued a full evacuation order today for all areas of the park due to the Keno fire. The evacuation order includes the Waterton town site and all front and backcountry trails. The Chief Mountain border crossing remains open. Back in Glacier, fire crews have laid an elaborate hose and sprinkler system to protect Lake McDonald Lodge, private houses along the north end of Lake McDonald, and the popular Trail of the Cedars. Fire managers say resources are scarce. A handful of popular events in the Flathead Valley have been canceled this weekend due to poor air quality. This includes the Two Bear Marathon in Whitefish, the Ovando Grand Fondo Bike Race, the Montana Dragon Boat Festival in Kalispell, and the Norman McLean Festival has been moved from Seeley Lake to Missoula. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.